Robert had taken time to dress. He wore a black velvet doublet with a crown stag of Baratheon worked upon the breast in golden thread, and a golden mantle with a cloak of black and gold squares. A flagon of wine in his hand, his face already flushed from drink. Cersei Lannister entered behind him, a jeweled tiara in her hair. "Your Grace," Ned said, "your pardons, I cannot rise." "No matter," the king said gruffly. "Some wine, eh, from the arbor, a good vintage?" "A small cup," Ned said. "My head is still heavy from the milk of the puppy." "A man in your place should count himself fortunate that his head is still on his shoulders," the queen declared. "Quiet, woman," Robert snapped. He brought Ned a cup of wine. "Does the leg still pain you?" "Some," Ned said. His head was swimming, but it would not do to admit to weakness in front of the queen.
"Pycelle swears it will heal clean," Robert frowned. "I take it you know what Catelyn has done?"
"I do." Ned took a small swallow of wine. "My lady wife is blameless, Your Grace. All she did at my command.